Das ist so toll. Sie steht in der Gra.
In der Rebbe,
we should do that in the morning.
What?
We should do that in the morning.
It's definitely true. And I'm still fresh enough to break out. Bye. Okay, good morning. So only at the end of Simin Mem Ches. Issa Shanil Siv Ches. Issa Shanil Loisha Afil Mayim Levad. No. And we did it after Siv Yud. Dvar Memine Dogan. Things that are made from the grains. Shabishla Meshaminim that were cooked with aluminium. They would cook pieces of dough, farfel, patitim, right, that the farfel that we have and the, it's called the patitim, the and poilin, like kidneys. They would cook a soup, like a soup, with beans and other types of kidneys. I feel min echad who arrive min acha. So I feel min echar or arrive, even for one of those minim are the rive. Kamagam kim shkol echar moved up v'fnei atzvei. So I chal varech shtei brachas. You have to make two brachas. Meaning, since, by chamesh zaminim we paskin, that if they're mixed with other minim, even if they're the miyot, or if they're giving the tafshal taste, if they're there for the taste, then we go after the mezainis. We make a bracha by the mezainis alone, and the path is tarevis, which is the rive. Because mini dogim is always chashuv like the ikar. However, if you over here where you mix the flour into the water, and it's still right to, it's like a soup. So therefore, we're saying the mezainis is like by itself. So then it'll be two brachas. Avalimnis machum and this arva yachab, but if it dissolved and it got mixed in together, could go in Michael Shoisin, Shema Arvin Kemach, or Beitzim Ugvino, or Metaganin, or Mevashna, sorry. Like that type of Michael that they were mixing flour with eggs and cheese and they would fry it, cook it. Abish came home and the Kamal Kimshim Hamesh is mini dog and who hush him Vacham the Bermin in the sentence, but Akhavan Machim. Okay. Vamnam, we'll get back to this in a second. Vamnam Davki Shanais is a Kemach Vashul Shiit in Tam. It's only if you give the Kemach in order to give Tam. Avalim Leichim Rak Ma'at Kemach the Davik Bama. But if it's there just to as a binder, like by licorice, it's there just to hold it together. Sometimes you want to make the batter a little thicker, you want to make the soup thicker. So you're putting in the kemach, putting in the flour only. The kemach is being put there either ledabek to hold it together or letzeva for coloring, or but it's not there for the taste of it. They make these baked products from almonds. Sukkah, sugar, beitzim, and eggs. Menaisim irak ma'at kemach ledabek ba'alma. As batal kemach, then the kemach is batal ve'im parchim rak ala ikar. So, this rule of kol sheyeshbay, right? This rule of kol sheyeshbay, that anytime there's mezainis, even if it's the miut, it becomes the ikar. So, we mentioned earlier, there's three types of taroivis. There's the taroivis where I want both. I want like a fruit salad. I want each thing. I want it together. But each thing I want in order to fill myself up on. So then we say, no, let me go bus arrive. And mezainis, if let's say there'll be mezainis there. So then, since it's there for the tam, for the you want to eat it, so then you make a mezainis, even though the mezainis is only a meal. The second category that we spoke about was where the tuffel is coming just to give taste to the ikar, like milk in a cereal. So we said, we seem to go with the Rashba, that kol shetam moy machshirei, if it's there for tam, and to be machshit, enhance it in taste, then you make a mezainis over there also. Kobe going to other Rishonim, we do not apply Kol She'esh Bet to this category, but it seems Allah Lamaisa we do. Then third category was we're eating the Mesainis after eating the herring or the salty fish just to take away the saltiness. So over there the Mesainis will remain the Tafel. That's the first in the Mishnah. We pass, it remains the Tafel. But in the other two categories, as long as it's there for Tam, or Lachshira, to be Makshira, to make it better, then it's Mesainis. Chain Reiter Shemvashim Sakhna Sim Ktes Kemachkali. There's this liquid that was being cooked. He was stacking it with roasted wheat. Took him a chema. Aim and varchim on the right top. Key him a shackle. You make shackle. Avalim who burr is a pirurma. Took him a varchim for the atzma. If you pick out the mezzanis that were tugging and eat by themselves, so the varchim on the right mezzanis. Oichel by him kezai, so the varchim on the right. Now, I want to get back to. One second. Okay, so then there's a few questions that come up through this simon, like the chiddush that we make hamitzia matzah, right? We make hamitzia matzah because the charetz won three categories of pasim, but we kissed it. But the mini Ashkenazim is to make a mitzvah, since there is a time during the year when we are kaveh suda and it's eaten as a suda food, therefore it's a mitzvah. However, if you had the small matzah crackers, which are eaten as a snack, that would be mezainis. Some people talk about the barakas, the potato knishes that are served in some places here in Eretz Yisrael, the yeshivas, as the main dish. So it's mezainis. We're not talking about the flaky dough, with real dough, filled with potatoes, and that's like they serve it as the main dish. And there are places that want to say that since you're sitting there to eat it as a meal, you should have to wash and make a mitzvah on it. However, there are svaras to say differently, especially if you would eat the side dishes first, and then you eat the mezainis. So then you're not using it as your main meal anymore. Number two, you're eating bets and potatoes with dough around it. Now, you're not saying that you're not being kaveh suda on the dough. You enjoy your potatoes with the dough on it. So it's not going to be in kaveh suda on the dough. And number three, you always have the shulchan aruch rab to be semichon that you're not chayiv in washing and amotzi until it's like the sheir challah, which is about 5 pounds. So no zin that much. Case that I want to speak about. It's still my mind. Schnitzel, right, where we use breadcrumbs to cover it. So there are different. There seems to be many places that say you make shahakal. However, for a few reasons, it's a big chiddush. Why you should make shakal if it's made from breadcrumbs, which are mezainis? So then, and you're doing it for the taste. So why should be shakal? So there's one svar given because it's only a klipa, it's a cover to it. Rav Ozna, you want to bring a raya from Simarish Dalit. But lemaisa, it would seem to me that it depends if it's a thin covering or a thick covering. If it's just a thin covering, so then shakal. But if you're double coating it, you're making a thick coating, then you're showing that the reason you're putting it on is because you enjoy the taste of it with the schnitzel, so then it should be mezainis.
When he said two brachas on the soup, that is not a problem because it's a mixture already?
So he's talking about... the truth is, I'm not sure if he's talking about where they were cooked together. Did he say they were cooked together? Shodach Shem Vashtan, yeah, they were cooked together. But it seems... I wasn't 100% sure about the case that he was talking about, but it seems like that there was like separate. It was big pieces separate from the soup.
And the Mishnah Berurah is chilek.
Yeah?
That's what the Mishnah Berurah
is chilek. What was it say?
The last Mishnah Berurah is chilek.
Okay. Either the Mishnah Berurah is chilek or I thought maybe it's somewhere where there were like just a few big pieces which are like separate. But,
what if it was noodles or whatever, something mixed, and he would just make risotto, right?
Right, that's for sure.
A lot of them.
Right. Okay, so we can stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, next week, we'll continue with Din Berchas HaYayin and Berchas HaTeva Meitzit.